Hello there, and welcome to a one-year anniversary edition of
KSFM.
Yeah, since it first started between me and Carl and our...
Well, technically, this is... What's the date today? It's the
16th,
and our first show's on the 19th, but we can't really film on a...
Film?
Film?
I'll record, you know what I mean.
First mistake.
One sec, what day is it? I want to say Sunday? Or is it Saturday?
It would be Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, Saturday. We can't actually record on a Saturday.
Well, we could, but it's a weekend, so...
Yeah. So, and we're not going to do a Skype conversation, balls for that.
Hell no. But yeah, this is KSFM Wednesday with me, Sam Riemann.
Me, Kyle Terry.
And me, Grandpa Gimli.
Otherwise known as Simon Chambers.
And me.
We have Lawrence in the background if you didn't hear him.
If you didn't hear him, you will now. Right, yes. So what does FM stand for today, lads?
I was thinking about it earlier.
Why do I never actually think of this? It's like homework I never do, except for on the day I'm thinking, oh my god.
James suggested final mode. Final. I thought that was
that
a bit...
That just sounds like we're going to end.
Fireman.
Yeah, that is...
Fireman.
A man on fire.
Fuck it. Carl Sam, fireman.
That sort of rhymes. Woo! It rhymes. Yeah. Kyle Sam, fireman.
Firemen.
But that's where we have to wear like the dungarees thing, but with no tops. We have to hold like a fire axe in one hand. Strapping.
Don't you make Simon drool.
He just wants our sexy bods.
Oh.
Actually, that actually can link into the first song.
All right, shall we play the first song now then?
Yeah, because it fits in really well.
Go for it.
All right then.
Why not?
We're choosing this song for shits and giggles because it's a bloody good song.
Is it dedicated to me then?
Yes, this song is dedicated to Simon Chambers. Who
love it, you. Simon.
Screw you.
Yeah,
love it.
Enjoy. That was Gay Bar by Electric Six.
It's kind of bad to be sitting there actually like rocking out to that. It was really awesome.
Dedicated to Simon Chambers.
I felt like we all bonded.
I'm just going to go, yay. I just feel like a shoe.
My hands hurt.
You feel like a what?
I feel like a shoe.
He feels like a woman.
Ow.
Ouch. What a dick.
And if he's a dick and you're a woman, then
you know
touch
what that means.
Me. Touch me.
Oh god, no.
You put yourselves into this pit, now dig yourselves out.
Please. I'm gonna dig further, my friend.
You are a woman, you are doing all the work. KSFM does not in any way endorse any sexual sexism. Sexual. sexism preferences. We are all neutral
we're
party, and we
sand
believe that men.
A shovel to dig a hole now.
And we believe that men and women are all equal.
Dig, dog, dig.
Except for dogs.
What?
What?
I don't know.
What?
It's not like saying it.
Oh, God. Right. So, what should we talk about?
Well, this is why I should have printed off that little sheet that I made up.
Oh, we did. We didn't print it off, but, you know, we made a list.
Trying
we
trying to think. Wow.
See,
wah,
we get
wah,
we press a record button, and everything that's in our brain, you know, all the confidence and everything, just
disappears.
Spills out of our noses and ears and eyes in a very cool way, but it's invisible.
I think, well, one of the things on there was Skyrim. I remember that.
I think Skyrim's going to be on the first.
The full release of Minecraft as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but I found out that's not coming out for Xbox until spring, which made me very sad.
What? Next year? But sorry, 2012.
Spring 2012 is when it comes out for Xbox.
Oh.
Just taking that long to port it over.
That's not fun.
It's like Kingdom Hearts.
It's going to be playable for those that go to Minecon.
Minecon?
That bastards.
Not 1.0, 2.0.
Sorry. What's Minecon?
Haven't you heard of it?
No.
It's a convention held in Las Vegas for Minecraft.
You noob.
A whole convention.
Yeah.
So Minecraft
for Minecraft.
That's when it's getting released and everything. Everyone's going to Yogscast doing coverage and Littlewood's doing coverage.
Everyone's doing it, dude.
If it makes you feel any better, Sam, I didn't know what that was either.
I can't wait to see the footage because people are just going to come up to
me. Because me and Simon know our stuff. We can't find each other's hands.
Yeah, you know your stuff.
Got it.
Yeah, you know your stuff, but you can't actually high five each other.
not when we're not looking.
I listen to cool people on YouTube.
The Yogscast's probably going to get like really good hotel because they're like the number one subscribed channel that does Minecraft videos.
Yeah,
1.1 million subscribers now.
Do you reckon Notch might buy them a hotel? You know, they have a little pre-party.
Thank you.
A Minecraft pre-party where they all just wear cardboard boxes and start like wrecking the place using. Just wrecking the place.
They go downstairs with a pickaxe and went on to start smashing
Notch
wood. What are you doing? I'm
skins.
Collecting wood.
Yeah, no, they're actually just going to bring pickaxe and start wrecking the furniture. Just going.
Notch just gives them the skins that they wear, like the cardboard versions.
Honeydew and Zephyrs.
Sam's going to need a big box.
Oh, that was a bit of a stab.
I'll make a stab at everyone.
True.
He's a lovely man.
He's a lovely man, but
Temple.
He's also a fat man.
The temple.
Which means that I can run away from
you
him.
You are the temple.
Which means that I can run away from him if I insult him.
You fat run.
Well, Lewis might be a bit of a challenge because he's a skinny bastard, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, the two versions of nerd. You got Lewis, which is the skinny, just like
lanky one,
nerdy lanky.
He looks
one.
Like he's malnourished in
and
a few ways.
Simon, the one who just like just
jappers.
Lazy and just
he
does
just sits and eats jackers.
Yeah. You got the two versions of nerd.
Is Simon the one that barely leaves his computer and actually rests it on his stomach?
Yeah.
Rest the keyboard on his stomach.
While eating like a bag of Doritos over the top of it. Oh, it's on my keys. Rub.
Oh no.
Living in my own filth. But anyway, back to Skyrim.
Yes. We were talking.
Because like, I know both of you have now got Skyrim, right?
As well as the majority of the population of England.
Well, except for me, because I don't really want to play Skyrim.
It is a beautiful game.
It is. It is a fantastic, amazing game.
I've already called Sam a noob once. So I had the privilege of calling Sam a noob. It was brilliant. He probably doesn't remember.
No, I don't.
We were on the
I am not a noob.
Chat.
I are great.
I was playing it on Saturday because I got the Saturday and he got the Sunday and I was a bit ahead of him and he said something like, oh, you can do this, and I was just like, you noob. It just felt so great.
Yeah, can you remember the exact thing?
I cannot.
Therefore, I am not a noob. It's void.
How much did you both pay for it?
I paid 35 quid.
What about you, Sam?
I paid $36.99. Yeah. So, okay, you've got...
A pound.
A bit more.
Bargain hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because I sort of was...
Game wanted like £43 for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know CEX actually stocked early editions of Modern Warfare a day before its release?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Modern Warfare, my brother's recently got Modern Warfare 3. I wanted to punch him.
Guess how much it cost?
How much?
80 quid.
80?
Mm, you could buy Modern Warfare 3 for 80 quid a day... early for release.
Why would you pay an extra 40 quid for a day early release?
Truthfully,
those
might...
people are really sad.
Yeah, especially Modern Warfare. I mean, Modern Warfare is from what I've heard, is basically a clone of Modern Warfare 2.
It is.
It's
seen gameplay
like exactly the
I've
same.
I watched Total Biscuit do stuff on it, and I was watching it going, wow,
it's really
it
shit.
It is. It is just.
Truthfully, though,
Modern
how long
Warfare
can
2.5.
you? how long can you string along a series of modern warfare games?
Mm.
Because if the first one's modern, then, you know, you develop a game for a couple of years, and let's say that one technical achievement has been made via research and development in the army and everything.
Yeah.
So basically you're just adding, like, a new gun. Each
one new
yeah.
gun.
Each Modern Warfare.
I mean, I was
Modern Warfare 26. We've got a new gun.
It's a ray gun.
Oh my god!
The reason I would buy it is for the story. So I want to know how it'd wrap up the story because it's the third one in the Modern Warfare
series.
So it's always
I leave it on another.
But I found out the story isn't even worth playing because it's only a few hours long.
Yeah.
Apparently the guys die at the end.
I don't care.
Well,
some guy was.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Someone, I don't care. It's their fault for buying Modern Warfare 3. It's shit. But back to what I was saying. Someone actually said it on Facebook. Go, oh yeah. Anyone who's just bought Modern Warfare 3, look away now. And they just said it right out loud. Like, apparently these two guys die. And like, everyone else was like, what the fuck? Why would you say that? You just ruined it for it. And everyone was like crying about it. It's really funny.
La, 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 la,
good
la.
Way to ruin everyone's gaming. They paid 40
quid.
But
the thing is, though, Modern Warfare isn't about the single player campaign.
A lot of people just like multiplayer. Anymore.
It used to be.
Everyone's just raging on about either zombies or the multiplayer. Which, truthfully, if I had a choice, I would go for a Battlefield 3
Modern
multiplayer.
Warfare is a game that requires no skill.
I've always preferred Battlefield over Call of Duty.
It's always such a good game. Speaking of games and game releases, I've always wanted to go to a midnight release.
Yeah.
You know,
Oxford Street.
Yeah, Oxford Street in London. The game there, because if you go down there on a midnight release for a big game, Xbox UK will always be down there taking photos of the event.
That
it's brilliant.
And as you said to me earlier, if you're in the first 250 people odd, you're likely to get a goodie bag.
Goodie bags.
With stuff!
I don't know what that noise was that I made.
Is that thinking of something to say?
I mean, I know like the game I'm actually looking forward to, I should be getting on Friday, is the new Zelda game. I was talking to Simon about it, and we were sitting there having like a...
Sorry, do you mean new Zelda game or remake of an old Zelda game?
No, new Zelda game.
They've actually written a new story.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Nintendo, you've done something right.
Well, I was talking to Simon about it, and what it really confused us, because Simon said, what he's heard, it's a sequel to Twilight Princess. But
yeah, I heard that before it was released, but after Twilight Princess was released, and there was rumours about a new like game, Zelda game, they were like, yeah, Nintendo are working on a sequel to Twilight Princess, and the posters even had Link and the person floating
but
around.
From Midnight.
It wasn't like Midnight.
No, it was like some weird diamond head person.
And that is in the trailer for the new Zelda that's coming out.
But from what I've heard from like trailers and reviews, it's a prequel to Ocarina of Time, which just completely screws everyone over.
From what we can gather, it's a prequel to the game that is meant to start the storyline off, the timeline off. But it's a sequel to the game that's meant to come after
Ocarina
the original.
So basically, think of it like this way: Ocarina of Time, Skyward Sword's meant to come before that, but technically it's got to come after Twilight Princess, which is meant to come after Ocarina of Time.
So basically,
it's
a
circle.
If you want to understand the timeline to Zelda, you just jam a fork in your eye.
Well done, Nintendo! You balls this all up again.
That's giving me an actual headache.
Yep.
That is giving me a headache.
Yeah, that's only three games.
Yeah, I mean, the Angry Video Game Nerd did a video on the, what was it, the Zelda timeline.
That is hilarious.
It's
crazy,
that is. Ah, jeez.
But there is a game.
I went on to game releases, and then we come up with Zelda timelines, and now my eyes are hurting.
There is a game that I would like that's being released next year. I can't believe it's next year. It's the new Kingdom Hearts 3D.
Saint Simon's already just came over.
The pure thought of the word Kingdom Hearts made Simon reach orgasm in 0.2 seconds.
Kingdom Hearts. Floodgates, Sam. Floodgates.
It's like the elevator doors in The Shining in Simon's pants.
It continues the story after Kingdom Hearts 2 when...
I know all about it.
And to me and Sam, all we're hearing is...
Yeah, we're just hearing static and white noise. I'm not a handheld console gamer, so I have no idea.
You like the 3DS, though.
I didn't even play Kingdom Hearts on the PS2. I was too busy playing for Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
I was too busy.
Speaking of which,
Jackson.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, God.
Has everyone seen the trailer for that?
I'm looking forward to Saints Row 3.
Am I the only one?
I'm not looking forward to it. I'm more interested in Saints Row.
Saints Row 3
True,
looks better.
Saints Row 3
Saints
is...
Saints Row always been more fun than GTA.
I was watching Zero Punctuations... Well, it was me and you, wasn't it? Was talking about watching Zero Punctuations Saints Row 2 review. And even he said it's much, much, much better than Grand Theft Auto.
Hmm.
I mean, in my personal opinion, I prefer Saints Row over Grand Theft Auto any day.
True, and yet I still play GTA 4 quite a lot. Mainly for its multiplayer. Yeah, you could just go online and run over Americans and I get really annoyed at you.
That's his main selling point.
Oh, Sam, a.k.a. shoot me, you are so full of crap. I don't know, that's my American accent.
My American accent.
American.
God damn it.
It's like that.
What the hell was that?
Italian-American.
Damn it.
Shouldn't we get on to the next song?
Are you being racist?
No.
All right, before Simon's any more racism gets brought into this.
Yeah, quick, change the song.
Yeah, this is Blinds, strangely all in one word in this, by Shadows Fall.
Yeah.
Burn!
that was The Light That Blinds, all one word still, by Shadows Fall.
Wicked.
Awesome.
It's not all one word, it's just the way they put it in.
I know.
Bastards.
The leather bar. The leather bar.
What's a space bar?
I remember when Simon tried to play this on Guitar Hero 2 at my birthday party. It was hilarious.
You failed, didn't you?
Yeah.
I can't even play Guitar Hero, so yeah.
Nah.
I mentioned this on an earlier show, where I did like beginner on bass. And I even failed at that. Mainly because I was just like, oh, I can't be arsed.
Like, well, I was doing Thunderhorse on bass, and there's no bass.
Yeah.
They just added notes in for me to play.
The whole first album doesn't contain any bass.
I know.
Dang.
It's pretty funny.
Is that why the second and third album are better?
Yeah.
There we go, then.
Well, no, it's better because they focus less on riffs and everything and more on the actual band as a unity.
I haven't heard Death Album 3 yet.
Death Album 3 hasn't even been released yet.
Oh.
Probably why.
That'll be why.
Alright, moving on to our next subject, one that we did and
probably messed it up.
Yeah, you
probably
did.
Messed up. I did mess it up.
You did mess it up. It was the one we had no music in it.
audio, nothing.
It was like 5 minutes of silence. We went out for a tea break.
Yeah, okay, and here's this song.
You just hear us in the background. That song, shit.
Why are we playing? No, back to saying, what subject are we talking about?
Words and phrases that really, really annoy me.
Okay, I'll let you go first then.
My one is hindsight. The word hindsight.
Why?
Okay, so if someone comes up to you and, you know, you've just done something wrong and, I don't know, you've made a swing and the rope snapped and it broke your friend's back, you know? If your friend, your other friend that you built the swing of, Tim, let's call him Tim for the sake. If he comes up to you and goes, well, in hindsight, perhaps we shouldn't have done this. Well,
no shit.
Fuck Captain Obvious here, Tim. Our friend is lying there twitching with his spine bent in half and you don't think we should do this.
Again.
What part of, oh my God, I'm going to punch you in the face, Tim. It's just whenever someone does that, it's like, in hindsight, we shouldn't have done this. Fucking well done. We all knew that.
Sherlock.
I'm glad someone spoke up and told me. Because or else everyone would just be too polite to say it.
See, mine sort of links into something that actually annoyed me the other day. A lot of people that I know recently have just been copying internet memes and then saying them in real life, and it really, really gets on my nerves.
What do you mean?
Well, not so much internet memes. They keep milking stuff they see on the internet. Like, for example, the Azstuff movie. Everyone seems to milk the living shit out of that thing. And it's like, okay, you said it once. Okay, it's not really funny when you said it, but it was funny on the cartoon.
Yeah, but
once.
Yeah, but every week, and I'm about to say it now, we say, holy shit, I got a bag of Milky Ways.
Well, yeah. But still. How long have we been doing that, though?
Not long.
Exactly. How long has Azstuff movie been out? Since the beginning of last year.
Make a valid point.
By the way, Azstuff movie was, the audio was Tom Scar and...
Bing.
Who was Bing? And the animation was done by some guy.
Edsworld. He's changed his name so many YouTube at times on YouTube.
Oh, let's just call him Edsworld.
Well, no, it's Edsworld. And then there's Pivot RJ who did the original, and I don't know who's done the new one.
All right, Simon, what is your?
Well, I didn't even say what. Didn't say what annoyed me, but it was K. Thanks, bye. Anyway.
All right, yeah.
I hate it when people.
I
say
can't
that.
Remember. I remember I had one last time because I think was I the one that brought up the subject the last time. I don't know.
No, it was me, I believe.
I had one last time, but I can't remember what it is.
We're trying to think of a new one.
There's something that really, really pisses me off, and I don't know what it is.
Diddy Mow!
Read me the dictionary.
Word for word.
Oh, hang on, let me just...
Appendix.
Think of a word that
apprehension.
I don't mind apprehension.
We're just going to go cycle through words and see if he gets annoyed at one of them. Cheese.
Schizophrenia.
Say words that really annoy you apart from that one, and I might have something common. You saw Kyle. I might have something.
Well,
Final Fantasy
bye.
Sucks.
Yeah, the K Thanks Bye.
No. That really bugs me. It's like.
It doesn't bug me
why
as much.
Why would you say that? Or people need to
W K. Forward slash E.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that is annoying.
How does that symbolise whatever?
Well, it's W and. Yeah, but even so, you just put W, because whatever's not two words.
Ah! So it's turning into like grumpy old men now.
God, what are these
young kids these days drinking liquor?
Liquor.
Get off my lawn.
We don't even have a lawn.
Get out of my house.
Get out of my studio.
What else was I going to say? Was that another thing that annoyed me? When people seem to write on Facebook, but they write in text talk the whole way through, it's like they don't use any sort of grammar.
Oh, have you seen those?
That was it.
It's like
when people use the word "duh" when they say "the." even if they're not
in the house.
Even if they're not from an ethnic background, right? They say it, and it's so annoying. It's just like, yeah, man, I went to the shop.
Remember what Steve was saying when he was in his lesson, and some students came in and said, "Oh, we've got a new word for being angry. No one's ever said it before." And they're going, "It's called vexing. That word's been around for fuck knows how long." It's like,
"Oh man, I'm vexing."
Yeah, I'm royal vexing. It's like, no.
I am vexed off.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Gavis.
It's like centuries Gavis,
bro.
Old.
Gavis. Gavis. The Gavis, bruv.
Help me, bruv.
Oh, my God. You might as well just go through the list of like all the slang words we absolutely hate.
This is my final one, because I want to move on. Yeah. It's the word hi, but H-A-I, when they use it as a greeting.
Does that work in reference to bi as well? B-A-I.
Yeah, because me sort of being a person that wants to learn Japanese, and I have learned quite a few Japanese words, hi in Japanese means yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
And when people come up and go, "Oh, hi there," it's like, "Ah, no, no, no." Stop saying hi. Spell it H.
You don't even realise what you're saying.
Spell. Look, H and I on the keyboard are so close to each other, yet they have to go all the way over to A as well. So just type in H-I. I'll be happy then. I'll be happy if you just type in H-I.
Ohio.
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 Mine is,
That means good morning in Japanese.
I'm just being absolutely typical, but I hate when they use the word in it.
I think everyone does.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's that particular word that gets into the bowels of my soul and wants it exterminated.
Right.
It's just not right.
Right. That's our
general
anger.
Rant over.
That's our anger vented.
Angst.
Vented.
Let it all out.
That's why I love the radio room.
I'm all vexed up.
I'm vexed out.
Bruv, I'm well vexing.
Just do a show in Chav Talk.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. Chav Show.
I can't do that. I can't think of that many words in my vocabulary.
Aight.
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 Yeah, I can say that now. I used to not be able to pronounce aight, the chow term aight. I used to go aight, like that.
Aight.
That probably means something in some foreign language.
Yeah.
Aight.
Aight. You aight?
We're probably, stop saying that, we're probably insulting someone.
Because like,
phallus.
They don't just say.
There we go, you both stopped.
They don't
can we carry on?
They don't just say aight, they sort of go yait as well. They go like, yait, sometimes.
Yait?
Yeah,
because they go like, you're
America.
Right, it's like, yait. It's like, no, you just sound like you're from bloody
All right,
Sweden.
I'm moving on to our YouTube accounts. I'm pushing forward this train of dead bodies
sounds
called
like
conversation.
A plan.
So me saying phallus didn't do that. Fine.
No.
No, we just ignored you. Like
no, it's just that emphasises the point of
heard,
you being gay.
Sam, all we heard was ugh.
that was a great insult.
That's the most awesome thing ever. Ugh.
Yeah, YouTube accounts. YouTube accounts, shut up, Kyle. Just gotta keep saying that. But yes, we've made a breakthrough, me and Simon. Thanks to Simon's amazing editing skills.
It was amazing. It was very simple to do.
I don't care. Shut up. Take credit.
Using a program.
I'll take credit for the idea. The fact it came from my brain. That kind of.
I had a slight idea as well.
using the program iMotion.
Just saying. Yeah. The Apple program iMotion. Sorry, I just
Apple.
brain just melted. But yeah, and so we've got an intro to the videos when we upload some of the crap that we will make. Yeah. Of course, it's our channel is called Salmon Gaming. Hasn't yet been created because we're still getting things sorted and we need a capture card.
I've actually said it. As Simon, I have to admit, very impressive.
Thank you.
See,
thank you.
Well, actually, look forward to a decent intro. Look forward to a decent intro when you see us playing.
Well,
I said I've got one as well, but yeah.
Yeah, your YouTube account is up and running. Do you want to do a shout out?
A shout out to my own YouTube. Yeah. It's like me going, oh, I'm going to give a shout out to my band because I'm just so brilliant.
Egotistical.
But no, yeah, it's Blighty Gamers on YouTube. Blighty. Yeah,
that is Blighty, not Blight.
You know, I've actually put that in half the tags for my videos now, just in case someone gets it wrong.
What, Blighty, not Blight?
No, I put Blight as well as Blighty.
One thing I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. dot. Our channel and your channel is going to be like a rival.
Well, I see
made at the same time.
I see it sort of like a friendly rivalry.
It is a friendly rivalry.
I mean, yeah. Well, at the moment, I seem to work on my own because Tom doesn't know how to record it.
Me and Sam know exactly what I'm talking about now.
What?
You know those two dislikes that you got on a video?
I know that was you. I'm not stupid. Yeah. I know that was you.
Your first, what was it, the Amnesia video?
Yeah.
Yeah, we disliked it.
I know you
did. Fucking get rid of that shit.
Make
a separate
Bacon account. Gay! Bacon gay!
Yeah, that's what we should have done. Just made separate YouTube accounts and just trolled him.
You suck! You suck at video editing.
I know how I can make people rage right now. So anyone who's listening and actually does this, game. Because it pisses people off.
No, I've never actually followed that.
I don't get it.
I did for a while.
I get it, but it's stupid and immature and childish.
Yeah, I've stopped it now. But I did see something last night that did make me giggle. I don't mean that. And then someone's made like another part of it. It's like the other game. And when you lose the first game, you win the other game. So it's like a morale boost. It's like, when you lose the first one, it's like, oh, it's just a game. Oh, but I won the other one. Winning.
Here's an idea. How about you grow a few more brain cells?
Yay!
Yeah, stop playing this stupid game. All right, we're moving on to our third song.
Okay.
I had to count. Bye. I had to count on my head then. It was like, we moved on to a one,
two, four.
Wait, one, two, fish.
Can I quickly ask for any suggestions people want us to feature on our channel when it actually gets made? Any Xbox games that they want?
Yeah, same for me. Well, not for Xbox, but...
Yeah, anything for me and Simon to play. We are Xbox gamers.
Yeah,
well, anything within reasonable price would be nice.
Well, how about like you asked for shout outs for Xbox games, and I asked for shout outs for either like Game Boy, NES, stuff like that. That stuff I've actually got emulators for.
Retro.
Don't be afraid to ask for single player games as well.
I'll do some PlayStation games.
I can try, but it would be a bit hard for me.
No, I meant me.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. This is. Yes, I did press the right button. This is Godsmack, I Stand Alone.
Fuck this!
Fuck it! We're sorry, we had a three...
Sudden change of heart. We don't want to play that song.
Yeah, we're going to play instead...
Spike!
Escape the Fate... This
War is
ours. Yeah, I thought I got the name wrong then.
That was boring.
Escape
this
the War, Chisable. This Fate is ours?
Ejaculation.
Enjoy this shit!
Where we conquer fear. Run, rock out, on with our
top timing.
I don't like inverted screaming.
I know, but it's the only one I can do. I'm not allowed to do
inverted.
Outward. I was told by Dino 5 days time that I can't do it outward. He said if it hurts and you feel burning in your throat when you try to do it, don't. Your throat wasn't meant to do it.
Then don't do inverted either. Just don't scream. Just stand there and just cry, go sit
bitch.
In the corner.
Cry, bitch.
Yeah, just go.
Meow, meow.
No.
Meow, meow, meow.
Shut up. I heard that in both earphones.
Meow, meow.
It was right. Oh,
meow, meow.
I'm turning you off.
No.
We can still hear us.
Yeah, but that's through my mic.
I don't give a crap.
You can still hear us, prick.
Okay, that was a bad idea.
Okay.
Turning all the mics off is not good. Not good for a radio podcast.
That is not how you do a show.
Yes, it is. This is my show.
Happy anniversary, KSFM.
Yay!
I felt that was needed.
I should have put up some sound effects.
Bang! That's a party popper.
Fizzle.
That was really good. Don't do it again.
Do you know how I tried to describe a party whistle? The thing I was
when
like,
you blow it, it gets really long.
Yeah. I was like, no, that's not how you describe it. That's a job description for
place
something else.
Your lips around the tube or nozzle of the plastic area and blow hard. Thus, it will become erect and make a noise.
It'll enlarge. Ooh,
Professor McGonagall. Yes. McGonagall.
McGonagall. That's a woman, dude.
Dr. Yeah, Tavington.
You sounded like a woman.
Dr. Tavington.
You just sounded like a woman.
How comes if I can do that voice, I'm not allowed to do the Professor Griswold voice?
What?
Don't do the Professor Griswold voice, it will blow my eardrums.
That's what I'm saying, Dr. Davington.
Who? Oh, for fuck's
sake. My sister wants me to stop him imitating, what was it, Napoleon.
What
Dynamite.
If I did Griswold from really far away? From this special
move back,
one.
Move back.
From this special one, what should I say to
come forward a bit, come forward.
What should I say to commemorate this occasion day?
Like
happy 1 year anniversary.
KSFM, you have to say our name, bitch.
Hello! Happy 1 year! Anniversary!
Oh, my ears.
Thank you for listening. This is not the end.
Ow!
My ears!
I actually had to take my headphones off. I had to take my headphones off for that.
Nerf that bitch.
Just went on for ages. As do I.
That's what he does. He just says one word for eons.
Eons.
Eons, good word.
Thank you.
Eons.
That's a word I love. What a word do you love? Eon.
There oh, word of love. Words of love. Words of love. Oh, no.
I love the word fuck. It's such a powerful
Turtle
word.
Turtle Biscuit's quite partial to bollocks.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
All right, then favorite bad word.
Okay, yeah, fuck.
I don't know.
By far. It's strong, masculine. Fuck. Come on, you must have a favorite swear.
My one's got to be shit. Just because I put extra emphasis on the T. Cause,
shit.
Because I pronunciate stuff, so it's like, shit.
No bollocks.
I'm trying to think. I think mine's more innocent.
No, it's got to be a bad
really
one.
I'm quiet to you.
But,
I can't.
Yeah, your mic's ballsed up again.
Oh,
quick, flick.
I'll quick.
There
ooh,
we go.
Ooh, there, oh.
Ah, we fixed it. Did we actually not the problem this time?
Balls.
Balls.
I think it's more innocent. Can't you go, oh, balls.
Balls. Balls.
It's just like, balls.
Can I say posterior?
That's your favourite,
but
fair enough.
Okay. Let's narrow this down to your favourite swear word.
Okay.
Oh, I was about to say.
Oh,
no,
fuck.
It's not that though.
Oh,
it's not that.
Fuck, but
you continuous bastard.
Carl, you're a
continuous bastard. Maybe
a bastard.
Oh yeah,
quite
I
good.
Say bastard.
Bastard.
Bastard. It might be bastard. I'm not sure.
Right, we've got to wrap this up since we're on 41 minutes.
Bastard.
No, we're not on Pastor. Right. Anyway, thank you for listening to us for an entire... Well, actually,
Pastor.
No one's really been listening to us for an entire year.
Pastor.
Thank you for listening to us
you
for
never
this...
know. Oh, you never know.
Happy
Pastor.
1 year anniversary.
That one token fan that we had. Remember? We kept saying we had a token fan. Thank you, token fan. Pastor.
Thank you, Sam Stalker. You know, that one. We were talking about him last time.
Oh, God.
Our first proper funny podcast.
He's right outside the door!
Right. Anyway, that was... Well, this is KSFM Wednesday, 1 year anniversary edition. Goodbye from me, Sam Riemann.
And me, Kyle Terry.
And me, Simon Chambers.
And me, Lawrence
Buffett.
The only reason you're in here is because you're doing work after us.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish off with the party popper.